And we talking to Timmy, of course, the man who knows all about not only Glad Africa, but, you know, South African football.
Mm-hmm.
I call him what? The dictionary or encyclopedia of local football?
The no-to guy.
Timmy, my brother.
Yeah, Terminator.
You good?
No, I'm very well, in yourself.
Aye, super, super, baba. Manjos chelege. We talking Richards Bay. We talking Skukuni, Free State Stars. You know, all of that. So Richards Bay missed out on a chance to take control of South African second tier. Glad Africa, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Top lock leader slumped to a 2-1 defeat.
Yeah,
to Free State Stars. We won a njani there.
Wow, I'm in Terminator. It's like, you know, if you remember what I said to you, that, you know, the beauty about the Glad Africa Championship is that any team can beat any team at any given time. And that's exactly what happened. At Gobble Park, you know, it's not easy to come out of that venue. Very compact. And, playing against a very strong team like, you know, Free State Stars. For me, Free State Stars are the most underrated team in the Glad Africa Championship.
Yes.
They've got some great talent. I mentioned one, for me, the best talent in the Glad Africa Championship, Munapule Saling, at that team as well, combining very well with Silo Jafta. At one stage, he had, a stint at Orlando Pirates.
Mm.
Who can forget Danny Fenter? You know, he's just come of age.
Yes,
you know,
and
he's been adding so much experience into that midfield for Free State Stars. And looking up front, they've got Abdel Fadel from Sudan. Top lad, you know. And I'm telling you, next season, we might see a lot from this youngster. If not in the Glad Africa Championship, of course. But, you know, just look all around. This Free State Stars team, with the scouting of Uthemba Stole, who, for me, I think is also another underrated top scout in South Africa. If you look at the number of players that have come through to South Africa, they've come through from him. You know, when you talk about your Virgil Fries, when you talk about Khamaldin Abraw, you know, Mohamed Anas, you know, these are some of the players that have come through. Badra Ali Sangare. All they've been scouted by this Free State side and they come through to South Africa to become the household name. So it was not a surprise that, you know, seeing them beating Richards Bay yesterday. So that's the beauty of the Glad Africa Championship. Mm-hmm. If you look at the log right now, Terminator, it's evenly matched, neck and neck. 36, 2 points the difference.
It's very close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, 100%. And we were speaking with Terminator off air that as tight as it is, it's really exciting to see that it's anybody's take at the moment. We do know that also we've got games happening currently. Perhaps also just let us know what's happening on the ground that side.
Yeah, that's the first one. It's a big one. I think coming from Kabokweni Stadium down in Mpumalanga is that, you know, the second place Kukune was held to a 1-1 all draw by TS Sporting. A very, very interesting clash. I was watching the game just now. It just came to an end. This follows after, you know, Kukune had opened the scoring as early as the first half from the penalty spot. Mark Life Piri, the Zimbabwean, opening the scoring after Angeli Bahi handled the ball in the box. And it was in the second half when a substitute, Kamuhelo, they call him Jove, another top talent in the Glad Africa Championship, Terminator, equalizing in the second half just to for the share of the spoils at Kwabokeni Stadium. So that match ended in a draw with both teams. Also, remember, this was the top of the table clash because Skukune then reclaimed their second position on the top on the table, while, of course, TS Sporting have just moved 3 points, in fact 5 points away from the log leaders Richards Bay. So it's very evenly matched. But of course, another surprising result for me had to be, of course, the draw for Cape Town Spurs and Jomo Cosmos in Cape Town.
Yes.
I think I expected Jomo to come up with the 3 points in that match, because he's also still got a chance to get to the top half, you know. But a draw, I think, set him back. I guess another result that really a lot of people were not expecting, it's Royal AM.
Yes.
Who we said a lot about them yesterday, Terminator. I guess they surprised us all by beating Polokwane City by 2-1 yesterday. And also that brings them back into the title race because they are currently fourth on the...
Because that was my next question. After how important was this win, and where does it put them, you know, on the log? But yeah, I can see that it's actually, you know, they're still in it. I think, you know, you've got King JDR and Sekhukhune also chasing, of course, Richards Bay. However, Royal AM, Sekhukhune United have a chance to go joint if they win against TS Sporting. Can they pull it off?
You know what? I think the Sekhukhune and TS Sporting is the match that I just mentioned now. It just came to an end now, playing to a 1-1 draw. For me, I felt, you know, for Sekhukhune going away, I didn't see them winning. And, I mean, for TS Sporting, coming at the back of 5-0 drubbing in Cape Town against Cape Moya, I knew the confidence would be a little bit down from the 5-0 drubbing. The coach, Kabelo Sia, made a number of changes. And those changes, including the goalkeeping department, I think that's where they kind of, like, you know, got it wrong. And it's for that reason they considered very early. And I think there's a number of injuries at the back. Persin Kabinda's injury has really, you know, hit them very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't found anybody to replace him. We've seen them making a makeshift defense today, playing with Honest Moyo and at the back, together with the Mozambican international, Francis Muchanga, at the back. And I think that really affected them. It's for that reason they considered very early in the game. And they played Angeli Bai in the middle of the park. So there's still a difficulty in terms of understanding at the back. I think a draw, though, it's a true reflection of the game, because I think Sekhukhune really enjoyed the majority of position in the first half. And then, of course, in the second half, TS Sporting really came back and showed that they are definitely a home side and salvaging that point at home at Terminator.
Yeah.
Sure. Timothy, Terminator mentioned JDR part, of course, log leader fighters, right? And I think you have to, of course, look into JDR. I think we spoke about them on Monday. They had a victory against Pretoria Candies.
The thing is, Terminator, I've got affiliation with JDR Stars.
Yeah.
You know? I was lucky enough to go and watch their match yesterday. And no fans are not allowed at the stadium. I guess I'm not a fan because I've
grown. We share holder la pawena.
Yeah. Yeah, but yesterday, Terminator, I'm gonna have to be honest with you. As much as I love their style of play, JDR Stars, and I feel they are the only team in the Glad Africa Championship. And believe it or not, who plays South African football? South African football. I repeat that. JDR Stars for me are a team that plays our identity.
Yes.
When we talk good football,
and we want that. That's what we want.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And for me, I think, you know, they're not there by fluke. They really are playing good football. But yesterday they were a shadow of the team that I know. I was really surprised with the way they played yesterday. Sometimes the pressure gets to the players because they've got a young team and players that are really not household names.
Yeah.
You know, you will understand that at this stage of the season, when the title race is intensifying in the manner in which it's doing at the moment, you will understand that sometimes the pressure gets to the players, the pressure gets to the manager. And I think the manager also, the coach in this case, the starting lineup that he started with yesterday was a little bit questionable. He had a number of players that were out or suspended, and I guess the injuries are also not making his case well. And for me, I think they could have done better against a University of Pretoria that was missing a number of players. Terminator, I must say, they were missing Samuel Julius, who is also another top talent. They were missing also Ujon Chabalala at the back, who has been their pillar of strength. That's Amatax. They were also missing Zuza, who was also another centre-back who also got suspended. So they were missing three top players, but JDR Stars couldn't capitalise.
Yeah.
And that, for me, if you want to win this league, sometimes you have to play ugly and still get the results. But yesterday didn't do that yesterday for JDR Stars. I was really, really disappointed with their play. I hope that they can be able to bounce back from that defeat. From that draw, rather.
Yeah.
I mean, that defeat for me, It felt like a draw, or a defeat for JDR Stars, because they're a team that, on paper, a lot of people were saying that it's a 3 points at the back. If you look at their record for the last 5 games, they played a win at Royal AM. Terminator, we talked about that.
Yes.
They played a draw in KZN against Utongati.
Mm-hmm.
They came back and beat Pretoria Kellys in the Tshwane Derby, but they come a little bit short, drawing against the University of Pretoria yesterday in a match that I say it was a disappointing by their standards.
Yeah. And I think maybe I was about to say, we can't finish this interview without talking about the Cosmos, of course, you know? And mina ngifuna ukwazi i-team yami nayo mfethu hey ave singifuna ukuyodlala ngiyabuyela mfethu ngiyamlanda uprojecting de yazini pheka ngancenga nyana mhlambe ngincenga nyana for like 5 months nyana ungayisa la rinyana akufani yabona siyafuna lenyuku sifuna ngazonke indlela but how have they been doing in the Glad Africa you know championship Cosmos when a team
Terminator, you know what? And by the way, if maybe if umfonel must do kuluma la.
Anyopela, bro.
Because it's cool because our Avril Party. I mean, they've been with the team. Bryce Archer is still there.
Yes. Avril Party sa selapo.
Muna bonke muna. You know, he also brought our Greg Itafia.
Hey, Matot.
So at least he brought in former players to come and help him, and. Do you remember Brian Sibapule?
Brian, I actually saw Brian in one of the games I was doing the Cosmos. I think it was a NetBank Cup, if I'm not mistaken. I couldn't recognize him. Brian Sibapule began my dreads. Manje makanga shayi chiscope ang sambone mina ngiyamdlula.
Can you see what Brian he trusts his own kids, you know?
No, he always has been like that.
If you come from Jomo Cosmos School, he always brings you back home. But
yeah.
But uyazinkinga yakhe yini uTerminator.
Sure.
He's got a very good team, make no mistake. Mm. I still call him the Black Prince of South African football.
Yeah.
You know, the problem yakhe ukuthi ekhaya but ungathi bamthakathile ekhaya.
Ushuthi ngathi bamchayile.
Hayi, umuntu uthakathwe ekhaya
Terminator. Hayi wena van. Yo lokuntwembu musa.
Remember the Black Prince was playing his home games at Porch.
Yeah. In the stadium kana?
Will I remember that?
Yeah, but it's a Porch. Yeah. I know the stadium.
But it's in Porch.
Yeah.
Because he was not winning.
Yeah.
He hasn't won a single match at home. And that was a worry for him.
Where are they playing now?
They are playing at Kurulene at Sakane Stadium.
So basukile Poch.
Basukile Poch. Usabile laphayana ngoba into
zakhe. Upoch kanti ngonaze nalaphe deep proof once sizodlalelana la yabona.
Uthi kuna spoko laphaya.
Kune spoko.
Manje he left and went to Sakane Stadium. Still at Sakane Stadium, he hasn't won because the match that they played today against Cape Town Spurs, another draw at home. I mean, also win. If you cannot win at home, then you've got to corrupt. If you remember at one stage, he even went as far as Giani Stadium. Awungathi into zakhe ekhaya, man. Hayi, Jomo ufanele alungise into zakhe ekhaya. Hayi, the Black Prince. Ngizomfonela futhi mhlambe nawo ngicela umfonele Terminator lobo umtshela uthi hayi no akukho into yethu yasekhaya
so buyela maru project phele ayi uyalithanda idisk inyalazi thema lami liyancanya idisk blind thanda kabi idisk I'm sure sajimisa ngama cocks naye la wakhe wephuma ngene ground yena shaya ama free kick thina sikhona ukushaya ama free kicks yadlala weekend u project ushaya free kick asakhona ukuthola ama chances sithi yano hayi ayancanya ibhola Krotman yancanya thema lami nyalazi. But anyway, ngizoya lapha i-team yami kusedladleni. At some point nje, you know, I might end up there. Asazi, yabona. But hey man, I hope I wish them all the best of luck. But nawe ke siyabonga team mfethu ukuthi you are available to tell us more about the Glad Africa and thanks for everything, my brother. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. But the funny enough is that when one team loses in the Glad Africa Championship, all team loses. When one wins, all of them win.
Guntswembu. Hey. What am I out?
Thank you so much.
Hey, Chala.
Timmy T. Best of bands. Terminator.
We are mazi. How Timmy T. Pete Yongin,
though. I support this notion. Like, go for it.
No, nyo, dala manji. Sizodlala marilela ma over 35, yabo. Asina pressure, asirasi, asina stress, asifuna abantu bazosibhizi, basitshela into eyiningi sirelaxile lapha
mara project uyakudzinga ngisho
so, ngale hayi yo Afuna abafana bangigijimise. Hey.
Hambi mark.
Hayi no, same trend. Ngizoya nje mhlambi if no ngilanda uBhamuza, sifika siyamtshela uBlaje ukuthi asikaye nje noma i one game yana two games bona ukuthi senza kanjani. Asazi. Sobona. Mhlambi singayincenga yabona.
Ncenga man. I believe in you.
Na somzamo. Somzamo.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah.
Download the Vision View Sports Radio app, available now on Google Play and the App Store.